local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
With all that and a whole lot more coming up this hour on Mobile Mornings. Heading for a high of just 50, says Dr. Bill. Right now, 43. We'll talk to Doc in a second. Now, let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Moffett Road, just west of Snow, they've got two vehicles involved wrapping up an accident without injuries, but still there. You'll see heavier traffic starting to form for Dolphin, Airport, and 65, and no problems downtown for the tunnels across to Bayway and the Causeway, a good ride in. At Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road, they offer more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. See the brand-new four-bedroom, two-bath Patriot through Revere double-wide, and you can pre-qualify online at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers this morning, then becoming partly cloudy and breezy with temperatures in the lower 50s. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the mid-30s, and then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with highs around 60 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. And really, the start of the Christmas shopping season. What? for some of us.
I looked away.
Yeah, well, you and I, we're on the same page here. But I know there's the Daltons of the world that have long since had all this done, stuff done. But
my feet are kicked up right now.
And then there's those of us that live in the world of, hey, it's Friday before Christmas. Maybe we ought to start our shopping.
We're living on a prayer over here.
Big time.
We're
big
halfway
time.
We're there.
I would sing, but I would like to keep our audience. It's been fantastic to us over the years, so I won't inflict that. By the way, a little programming note here. Coming up on Monday, we talked to him this week on the show. Mike Gallagher debuts 9 o'clock Monday morning, so right after this show on Christmas Eve. What a time to start his show. But listen, he signed up for it. So Mike Gallagher debuts here at FM Talk 106.5 starting on Monday. It will be 9 to noon every Monday through Friday. If you go to our Facebook page or the Twitter feed, or just Google Mike Gallagher. You'll go to Mike Online, I think is his website, if you have any questions. A lot of people have heard him over the years. A lot of people have seen him as he fills in a lot and is a guest on Fox News Channel. His show is 9 to noon every Monday through Friday here at FM Talk 106.5 starting on Monday. So make a note of it. All right, 7:08, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, my friend. It is 7:08 on your Friday. Good morning, everyone. I want to give you an update on that River Chase Galleria fatal shooting. As Attorney General Steve Marshall, in a court document, says that Aaron Brown and his bond should remain at $125,000 because he had help leaving the state as he headed from Alabama to Georgia after that shooting, and he also has a prior arrest for robbery. The AG is opposing a bond reduction request for the man charged in that Thanksgiving night shooting, which claimed the life of E.J. Bradford Jr. So a judge will consider lowering that bond at a hearing next month. The defense is asking the courts to lower the bond to $60,000. You'll recall a police officer who heard the shots fatally wounded Bradford just moments later after seeing him with that gun. A corrections officer now finding himself on the other side of the law and without a job. 34-year-old Tony Williams is charged with prohibited activities and use of office for personal gain. Why, you ask? Well, he was arrested at the Fountain Correctional Facility in Atmore on Thursday after investigators say that they saw him and they caught him attempting to smuggle cell phones into the prison. Authorities and the K-9 unit searched his personal vehicle, and that is where they found multiple packages containing 10 cell phones. According to investigators, Williams admitted to purchasing the phones with the intent of receiving payments from those inmates. So he was with the ADOC for more than 10 years. He has since resigned from his job after being booked into the Escambia County Jail. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Kelly, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Reminder, voting in our Alabamian of the Year. We are in the third regional of the first round. What that means for you is you go to FMTalk1065.com, look at the list of items to choose from on the right-hand side of the front page, FMTalk1065.com. I mean, while you're there, you can check out three big things and show schedules and podcasts. But first, the first order of business when you get there, vote in our Alabamian of the Year, because y'all did the nominations, y'all are doing the voting, and we're working the list down. By the end of this month, beginning of the new year, we will award the Alabamian of the Year.
And it's personally my favorite part of the bracket. We're in the sports bracket here. So you got the Auburn head coach, Bruce Pearl, a couple Alabama players to pick from, the Bay Bears and Trash Panda debate that we had at the beginning of the year. So tons of stuff to vote for there.
All right. Check it out, FMTalk1065.com. Partial government shutdown looming, of course, for midnight tonight. Plus, at 4:22, winter gets cranked up. We'll talk to Dr. Bill more about that. Also, Mattis out at the White House, and all troops to leave Syria, and many more to come home from Afghanistan. Part of the many story, lots of stories we're talking about this morning, and we'll talk about with you coming up after 8 o'clock at 343-0106. This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professionalcollision.com.
WKRG News 5, a murder investigation is underway in McIntosh after a man was beaten to death with a pipe. Jimmy David Walker is charged with murder and the death of Johnny Reed Jr. Authorities say the two men got into an argument at Walker's home on John Johnston Road Tuesday morning. At some point, Walker got so mad he took a pipe and beat Reed to death. Walker's bond is set at $50,000. In Northwest Florida, a road rage incident ended with two cars crashing into a man in jail. The arrest report says Michael Jones ran a red light and pulled up to another driver, telling him to pull over. When the driver refused, Jones pulled his car in front of the other, causing a crash. The victim then drove off. Police found Jones at a nearby restaurant with drugs and a pocket knife on him. He's charged with hit and run, DUI, aggravated battery, and resisting officers. The State Department of Public Health says the majority of the state is seeing widespread cases of the flu, with the exception of Mobile County and the southeastern area of the state. The flu season usually peaks in January. The Mobile County Health Department recommends you get a flu shot before then. Shots are recommended for everyone 6 months and older. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
MedSouth and Foley has been improving patient lives through a variety of healthcare services for over 30 years. They are well equipped to help with all your medical equipment needs and accept most major insurances, including Medicare. MedSouth carries a large selection of CPAP machines and supplies, nebulizers and oxygen, even power wheelchairs. Back pain? Back bracing is their specialty. Better living starts with a visit to MedSouth on McKenzie Street in Foley. MedSouth, providing quality care for their patients and community every day.
Women of all ages, backgrounds, and branches have served honorably in our military. As veterans, they continue to serve their communities across the nation. They've been trained to support others, but some may not know where to turn when they need help. The Women's Veterans Call Center, 855-VA-WOMEN, is a free confidential resource that helps connect women to VA healthcare resources. Call center reps are women and most are veterans. 855-VA-WOMEN. Women.
Good morning, 7:14 here on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for getting your day started with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report. Last night, the Marshall Thundering Herd beat the South Florida Bulls 38-20 in the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl. Marshall's Keon Davis rushed for 94 yards and two touchdowns, and it was a family affair for the Thundering Herd. His cousin and Marshall's quarterback Isaiah Green passed for 221 yards and a touchdown, and also had another rushing touchdown. Marshall now 6-0 in bowl games under the coolest named head coach in all of college football, Doc Holliday.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. Former Alabama quarterback Blake Barnett, he's been slowed by injuries this year, but he replaced the starting South Florida quarterback 10 minutes into the game. Barnett completed 11 of 23 passes for 212 yards. He'll be back next year with one more year of eligibility left to presumably lead South Florida. South Florida, who played last night on its regular season home field, ended the season by losing six games in a row after they began a perfect 7-0. Here's the bowl game breakdown for the rest of the weekend. This morning at 11:30, it's the Maker's Mark Bahamas Bowl. The Toledo Flyers are favored by 7 over Florida International. At 3 p.m., the famous Idaho Potato Bowl between Western Michigan and BYU. The BYU Cougars are favored by 12.5 over the Broncos. Tomorrow, there are four more bowl games. At 11 a.m., Memphis and Wake Forest will meet in the Jared Birmingham Bowl at Legion Field. Memphis is favored by 3.5 points. Then at 2:30, Houston plays Army in Fort Worth, Texas for the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. The Army Black Knights are 10-2 this year. They're favored by 5 points over the Cougars. Then a great game. I think the best bowl game we've had scheduled here for the Dollar General Bowl in quite a time. Right here in Mobile at 6 p.m., the Dollar General Bowl kicks off at Ladd Peeble Stadium. The 10-3 Buffalo Bulls face the 9-3 Troy Trojans. And even though Troy is very familiar with Ladd Peeble Stadium, Buffalo actually favored by 1.5 points. Following that game at 9:30, Hawaii plays Louisiana Tech in the Hawaii Bowl. The Rainbow Warriors are favored by 1 point on their home field. And coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, we'll talk with Phil Savage for Football Friday, get his take on some of these bowl games, plus a look ahead at the college football playoff. In basketball last night, the South Alabama Jaguars beat the University of Mobile 86-47. South's Trey Mitchell led the team and set a new career high with 28 points. Josh Ajayi recorded his fourth double-double of the year with 16 points and 11 rebounds. Now South gets a week off for Christmas break. They'll take on Richmond right here in Mobile at the Mitchell Center on December 29th at 3 p.m. The South Alabama women's team is getting closer and closer to breaking a school record. Yesterday, USA's Savannah Jones hit a go-ahead three-pointer with 2 seconds left to give South a 68-67 win over New Mexico State. The Jaguars' record now stands at a perfect 10-0. They're 2 wins away from matching the best start in program history. South started the 1984-1985 season 12-0. They'll have a chance to move to 11-0 today when they face the FIU Panthers at 1 p.m. There are 3 SEC basketball games scheduled for tonight at 7 p.m. LSU hosts number 24-ranked Furman, and Ole Miss plays at Middle Tennessee. Then at 8 o'clock, the Alabama Crimson Tide are back in action. They host Penn State. Bama is favored by 3.5 points. In NFL news, the league announced yesterday that New England Patriots wide receiver Josh Gordon has been suspended indefinitely for violating the terms of his conditional reinstatement under the NFL's drug policy. The 27-year-old had been suspended by the NFL for most of the previous 4 seasons because of multiple drug violations, and based on the discipline scheduled in the CBA, or the collective bargaining agreement, Gordon would be facing banishment from the league for any positive test, though he could still apply for reinstatement down the road. In 11 games with the Patriots this year, Gordon totaled 40 receptions for 720 yards and 3 touchdowns. 718 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, thank you, Dalton. 718 FM Talk 106.5. Maybe this is, I don't know if you can get it done, you can get on the phone to 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com and try to set a date between now and Christmas to get rid of the junk, because the way I've thought about this in the past is you can reason with the children and say, hey, if there's no more room in this house, Santa has nowhere to put toys. So let's get the stuff gone, get the junk gone, so Santa has room for toys. Or if you think, you know what I'm going to do? On New Year's Eve, I'm going to be saying, this year, 2019, we're going to get organized around here, we're going to get rid of the junk. Well, go ahead and maybe give that gift, set that appointment for the new year to have Trey Bennett and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK come to your house, maybe come to your office, storage unit, wherever you got junk and you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I love the fact that they set a specific appointment time on a day. He gets it. You work. You have a life. You don't have time for a spectrum of time. Sometime between Tuesday and Thursday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Nah. They'll say, okay, we'll be there this day at this time. If you agree on that, you set the appointment. That's when they're there and they get the work done quickly. You have junk. You want it gone. We get it. So does Trey. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
The holidays are here, and D&K is your gifting headquarters with suits as low as $3 for $1.99. The holiday suit package with suit, shirt, and tie is only $99. All suits in stock $129 and up, including Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, and more, are buy one, get one half off. Overcoats, shoes, sweaters, and more in stock at discount prices. Box tie and bow tie gift sets, buy one, get one free. And gift cards are available, too. Holiday party? D&K has you covered with new arrivals of seasonal sport coats and accessories. Groceries. This holiday season, shop D&K on the Beltline today, 665-7350.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers this morning, then becoming partly cloudy and breezy with temperatures in the lower 50s. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with highs around 60 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue now, and it's a good ride across the Bayway, Fairhope and Daphne, along 98 Spanish Fort from the Eastern Shore Center at 31 and 181. You've seen some radar, but nothing out of the ordinary so far this morning. Moffitt, Dolphin, Airport and 65, just regular delays and radar again along I-10 near Rangeline. Hobbytown, USA, on the corner of Airport and Schillinger Road in Mobile, is your one-stop shop for everything fun for Christmas, from telescopes to Gundam plastic models, model railroading. Get them what they want at Hobbytown. Call 633-8446. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 722 FM Talk 1065. 43 now at our studios, heading for a high just around 50 degrees. And today, officially, winter starts 422 this afternoon. Talk about that more coming up with Dr. Bill Williams at around 735. Right now, let's say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, Sean. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Larry, talk to us about the upcoming Christmas holiday and the hours at LCM as Santas are trying to make sure they get all their shopping done.
All right, I'll be glad to. First of all, we want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a safe Christmas. We'll be at normal hours today and tomorrow. Monday, we'll be there from 8 to 2, and yes, a lot of our lenders will be open, and they're going to mostly close down about 2, so we will too, so we can go celebrate Christmas with our families.
All right, so people can come out at the normal hours here and at the on Christmas Eve. If Santa's got a vehicle to look for, you've got the inventory.
Absolutely. We've got a tremendous inventory right now, as we've been talking about. We've got the best selection of trucks we've had in a long time, plus we've got a great selection of SUVs and cars.
All right, tell folks if they want to find you today, tomorrow, Christmas Eve, how do they do it?
They can come see us at Highway 90 West in Theodore, visit us online 24/7 at lcmmotorcars.com. Call us at 375-0068, and please like us on Facebook.
Thanks, Larry, and Merry Christmas to y'all.
Merry Christmas to y'all. Bye.
724, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. These are those headlines that make you say, what in the world were they thinking?
Okay.
So a multi-state car chase ends in Florida and an arrest. 46-year-old John Tyson was arrested after damaging multiple police vehicles and leading Foley police on this chase. So Foley PD says that the chase began when a deputy saw a vehicle stopped at an intersection with Tyson passed out in the driver's seat.
Not a bad move.
When the deputy said, psst, wake up, well, he took off down Highway 59. Police had to use spike strips. The front left tire blew out, but so what? Because that chase still kept going. Tyson went from Foley to Orange Beach to Gulf Shores, rammed two Orange Beach police cruisers along the way into Escambia County, Florida. He was eventually taken into custody on I-10, and he's charged with eluding, attempted assault first degree, criminal mischief, and DUI. Thankfully, no injuries to report on this one, just a few banged up police vehicles. And then there's the fire that we've been talking about. Mobile Fire Rescue had to respond to a vacant home on Michael Donald Avenue around 1 p.m. on Thursday. It seems that Vincent K. Scott tried to cook something and ended up starting a fire. But this was a vacant home, so they say he broke into that home. He has since been charged with arson and criminal trespassing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. On the way, Dr. Bill has got our weekend weather scale. And this is a big one heading into the Christmas shopping weekend. I know I'm just irritating people with that.
You are.
For the procrastinators.
You're calling anxiety, okay? Yeah,
the panicked shopping weekend. We'll talk to Dr. Bill about how the weather looks for the weekend and get the weekend weather scale coming up in just a little bit. Plus, news out of Washington. President Trump announced via Twitter yesterday that Defense Secretary, DefSec, James Mattis will retire at the end of February. In his resignation letter, Mattis said he was leaving his post so the president could have a defense secretary whose views were, quote, better aligned, end quote, with his own. He stressed his belief in the importance of America's international alliances. He goes on to write, my views on treating allies with respect and also being clear-eyed about both malign actors and strategic competitors are strongly held and informed by over four decades of immersion in these issues. We must do everything possible to advance an international order that is most conducive to our security, prosperity, and values, and we are strengthened in this effort by solidarity of our alliances, end quote. Mattis went on to express concern about China and Russia, nations who he said have made clear they want to, quote, shape the world consistent with their authoritarian model, end quote. Mattis added that he believes in the United States and, quote, must be resolute and unambiguous in our approach to those countries whose strategic interests are increasingly in tension with ours, end quote. During his tenure, Mattis has repeatedly had to stress to the president the value of America's security alliances, particularly the NATO alliance. Mattis hand-delivered the letter to the White House yesterday and briefed his staff on his decision upon returning to the Pentagon. Chief Pentagon spokesperson Dana White told reporters about this. It was not a forced resignation, but a decision Mattis made of his own accord. This is coming in February, that resignation, and another search for another person to be part of the cabinet there at 1600 Pennsylvania. 727 FM Talk 106.5. We have all kind of surveys and polls we talk about on the show, and often they're, you know, 13%, even if it's something like the sun rises in the east, 13% of people polled will say, well, no, it doesn't. That's a conspiracy. That's a, well, okay, here's one where I finally have seen a survey that found exactly 0% of people say something. Now, these people, they're little people, they're children, and the new survey out, yes, a new survey from YouGov finds that exactly 0% of children hate Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Okay, then. Okay,
so 0%.
That's
so
good to hear.
So 0% of children hate Christmas. That's cool. 86% surveyed said they enjoyed a lot.
Oh, so 86%
is enjoy a lot. This is where it gets me. These are the kids that are amusing to me. 13% said they somewhat enjoy it.
How old are those somewhat enjoy it?
They just said children here. They didn't give you an age range. And only 1% said they enjoyed a little.
Uh-huh. Coal in their stockings.
And then, of course, zero.
Those are like the tweens. Like those are
You know what? You're right.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's okay.
Whatever.
It's okay. Yeah. It's a,
but let them not get what they ask for.
If I have to do it.
Like, actually, Santa shouldn't even come on that night. That's what they say.
They say something to the effect of, can I do it and not have to be around my parents?
Right.
New survey out says, finally for once, 0% of people say something. So there you go. 0% of the kids hate Christmas. So that's good news going into the holiday. 728 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5. And Dr. Bill's on the way. Y'all stay close.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama Senator Doug Jones says he's unaware of any outside influence during his campaign. Both the Washington Post and New York Times have reported a social media researcher admitted to testing misleading online tactics during Jones' campaign against Roy Moore last year. The experiment was modeled on alleged Russian attempts to interfere with the presidential election in 2016. During a conference call, Jones said his campaign didn't know about the experiment, and he's as outraged as everyone else about the allegations. 2018 is the first holiday shopping season that the state of Alabama can fully collect online sales taxes. Retailers say this will level the playing field for them.
When you buy something online, that truck, that FedEx or UPS truck that delivers it, rides on our city streets.
The Alabama Retail Association says the state has collected $79 million in online sales tax in 2018. A big day in Bay Minette for Kirk J. Day. To honor his performance on The Voice, Jay finished third in the national singing competition. A parade set for 1 o'clock. It'll end at the Courthouse Square. Jay will get the key to the city. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Wrap up savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Matching rebates up to $400 on all Browning Pro Steel safes in stock. The right Browning safe at the right price till December 31st at Mike Ward's. Just look for the giant yellow safe at I-65 and Moffitt in Mobile. Waiting to buy a Liberty safe from Ward's? Well, now's the time to purchase with 0% interest for 18 months with approved credit. Take advantage of this offer through December 31st. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffitt Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
President Trump is warning that if Senate Democrats don't go along with his demand for border wall money today, quote, there will be a shutdown that will last for a very long time. The Senate today is expected to reject a House-passed budget bill, which includes the money the president wants to begin building his border wall, and that would put the government on a path toward a partial shutdown tonight at midnight when some spending runs out. The Pentagon is reportedly drawing up plans now to withdraw up to half of the 14,000 American troops serving in Afghanistan. Correspondent Ivan Watson tells us some administration officials say they're warning President Trump against the abrupt change in policy.
There has been a push from the White House, from its special envoy to Afghanistan, for negotiation between the Afghan government, the Taliban, and countries like Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. So that diplomatic effort has been underway.
Wall Street still not shaking off its losing streak, with pre-market trading showing losses across the boards an hour to the opening bell. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Nike shares surged 7% in after-hours trading after the athletic apparel company turned in quarterly earnings and revenue that beat analysts' expectations with the help of strong global sales and improvements to its digital business. Nike says revenue grew in nearly every category, with footwear and apparel seeing growth in the double digits globally. Digital sales led growth across both the Nike and Converse brands. Cigna has completed its $54 billion acquisition of Express Scripts Holdings, setting up a battle among giant health companies trying to cut health care costs by managing both medical and drug benefits. The Cigna deal, which won an antitrust nod from the Justice Department without requiring divestitures, brings together a health insurer with a strong focus on employers with a major pharmacy benefit manager. Crude oil sharply lower, down 74 cents at $45.14 a barrel, on Wall Street futures pointing to moderate losses. That's Your Money Now.
Get unbeatable deals at Lumber Liquidators end-of-year flooring sale. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood is starting at just 99 cents per square foot. Get laminate floors up to 50% off, or waterproof flooring as low as 39 cents. Take an extra 25% off clearance at your local store. Lumber Liquidators can even install your new floor for you. Plus, get special financing. The end-of-year flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
It's the holidays. We still have a bunch of shopping left to do, and we're kind of freaking out. So let's get through it together with Ulta Beauty. It's never too late to find gifts that'll wow everyone on your list, like the hottest lip kits from Kylie Cosmetics, now available at Ulta Beauty. Oh, and glittery Tarte palettes, nail polishes, and even gift cards that all make for fabulous stocking stuffers. So hurry in for some holiday magic, even if it's last minute. Get ready to gift. Get ready to glam. Get ready to shine brighter. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And pretty cold this morning. At least it feels even colder with that wind. 43, but the wind is whipping.
Yeah, it feels a good 10 or more degrees cooler than that because of the wind that it's going to be gusting up to 25 and 30 miles an hour at times into the early afternoon hours. It's all due to that big storm system that went through here. It's now off the East Coast, and we're getting the backlash of it in the way of a northerly wind. So it's going to be a rather chilly day, but this little cold spell here is not going to last very long. We're going to warm up over the weekend, and then next week we'll see temperatures above normal. But as for today, mostly cloudy this morning. We had a few showers around a little while ago, but things are looking pretty good now. It should become partly cloudy by this afternoon. And the high today, only 52 degrees. That's well below normal. Normal high this time of year is 62 degrees. Now tonight, get ready for temperatures in the 30s, around 35 for the city for tomorrow morning. And that means some areas will get down to the freezing point. As for Saturday, looks like a sunny day and a little bit warmer, up around 60 degrees, the wind becoming southerly. Although rather light, but still out of the south, and that means warmer temperatures ahead. On Sunday, mostly sunny, chance of a few showers, just a slight chance in the afternoon, and the high will be in the upper 60s. So the reason for those few showers around is another weak cold front that will be moving in. It's going to have very little effect on temperatures, but it could set off a few showers on Sunday and then Sunday evening. As for next week, Monday and Tuesday, well, Monday mostly cloudy, around 65. And then Tuesday, Christmas Day, partly cloudy, slight chance of a shower, and a high in the upper 60s. And it looks like mild weather will stay with us for Wednesday and Thursday of next week.
All right. Well, the most important thing is that Saturday forecast, as many of us get out and panic and hurriedness, try to get our Christmas shopping done. So Saturday, tomorrow looks good.
Yeah, with sunny skies and the wind rather light, temperatures around 60 degrees, so it should be a good shopping day.
Hey, while we're out there doing that, Dr. Bill, great day to pick up a copy of This Helps the Budget, the free 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
Yeah, they're available in a number of locations here in Mobile at West Marine, also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Keith King and Classic Cars over on Cottage Hill Road, also Robert Moore Christmastown. Over in Baldwin County, Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, as well as Billy Langford Allstate in Fairhope. Also, Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County, and Robertsdale Power Equipment over on Highway 59. Now, here you can pick up copies right at our studio, 106.5, and they also have copies over at TV5.
All right, very good, Dr. Bill. Well, with all that being said, with the shopping that's going to go on in the next couple days, and of course, this is the pre-Christmas weekend, it's very important for people to figure out what they're facing here. So it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. The weekend lies somewhere between 1 and 2 on your scale. Dr. Bill, what do you say?
Well, it looks like a really good weekend. And of course, the best day is going to be Saturday. Sunday, we'll see a few clouds, and there is a slight chance of a shower, but not bad. So, my weekend weather scale is a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
8730.
Wow. That's yes. Not bad, Dr. Bill. Not bad at all.
That's a good one, and we should have plenty of sunshine and even quite a bit of sunshine on Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill. Good news. We'll check back soon.
Oh, okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Hey, by the way, FMTalk1065.com, where you can do a lot of things over there on the website, from getting podcasts of our 40 hours a week of live local programming to maybe checking out show schedules, like we have the change coming Monday with the Mike Gallagher Show debuting here at FM Talk 106.5. 9 Monday morning, brand new show here at FM Talk 106.5. He's not brand new. He's been doing radio a long time. You've probably seen him on Fox News Channel as a
a contributor and a commentator and fill-in host. His radio show, though, 9 to noon every Monday through Friday, and that debuts on Monday, Christmas Eve, here at FM Talk 106.5. But while you're on the website, fmtalk1065.com, urge you to get your voting done for round three of our Alabamian of the Year. Well, it's round one, heat three.
Yeah, we're over halfway done the first round voting, and we will be done on Monday. That's when we'll start voting for round two. But today, the sports bracket of the Alabamian of the Year bracket, of the Alabamian of the Year challenge, I guess. So you could vote for either Tua Tagovailoa, Deontay Wilder, the WBC heavyweight champion of the world, the Ladd Peebles Stadium debate that we had at the beginning of the year, Bruce Pearl, of course, the head coach of Auburn's basketball team, which won the SEC last year, the Bay Bears and the Trash Pandas, that's one nominee together because it's the same team, Red Snapper Fishing, the backup quarterback at Alabama, Jalen Hurts, or former Mobilian, he played at LaFleur, DeMarcus Cousins, who's now with the Golden State Warriors.
All right. Atlas.
There you go. Check it out. And you can vote right now through, when are we going to close
this? This voting will close after tomorrow, and then we'll have the fourth part of the bracket open on Sunday through Monday.
All right. Very good. Check it out. FMTalk1065.com. We'll check out traffic next with Kane.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water? Night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center wrecker finally on the scene there at TIP and Haight Street. Also, McGregor and Airport moving out, went into a parking lot. Looks good so far. Northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Light traffic across the Bayway. Daphne to Malvis and Loxley. Just watch for those state troopers. 7 decades of football. That makes the ideal stocking stuffer. Give tickets to the 70th annual Reese's Senior Bowl on January 26th. On sale now at Senior Bowl headquarters downtown or at SeniorBowl.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
741 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings Friday style. Glad to have you here. On the way, Alec Naiman will tell us what's cooking. Plus, after 8 o'clock, Phil Savage, Football Friday. Lots to talk about. We're glad you're here. Right now, let's catch headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. You've heard the saying, if you build it, they will come. Well, you need money, though, to build it. And that's why 37-year-old Brian Coffage, who is a Purple Heart recipient and triple amputee, says that he started the We the People Will Fund the Wall GoFundMe account to help support President Donald Trump's plan to build a border wall. So as of this morning, more than $11 million has been donated to the fund. Now, the goal is $1 billion. He says he is working to try to change that portion of the deal. Now, Kolfage says he started the campaign to bolster President Trump's efforts to build that wall. He says there is a precedence for the government accepting large donations from private sources, saying, quote, a billionaire donated $7.5 million to fund half of the Washington Monument repairs in 2012. This is no different. If the 63 million people who voted for Trump each pledge $80, we can build the wall. That equates to roughly $5 billion. Even if we get half, that's half the wall, we can do this. It's no secret it's been back and forth between Congress and the White House regarding who's going to fund this wall, which is estimated to cost between $12 billion to $20 billion. So Coughlin says that he is, yes, in contact with the Trump administration, but he's not releasing what's going on between them. But he does say this, if they don't meet the donation, he said all money will be refunded if the campaign does not significantly come close to its goal. And closer to home, a Dauphin Island prosecutor has been arrested and charged with DUI. According to the Wednesday night Mobile County Jail record log, Robert Nash Campbell was booked into Metro Jail around 10:15 p.m. He was later released. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. And Ace Frehley, original lead guitarist for Kiss, said in a recent interview that he thinks Americans should support President Trump or, quote, move to another country, end quote. Story from The Hill. The 67-year-old made the remarks during a recent appearance on Juliet, the Unexpected podcast. Okay. I've not heard that one yet. Where he also voiced his frustrations about musicians who, quote, jump on a bandwagon against our government. And, end quote. He said, freely went on the podcast to say, I hate politics. I don't like talking politics. Seems interesting, but he does. I don't like talking politics, and I don't think politics and music mix. I really frown on musicians who get up on a platform and start talking about the president or complain about, I just don't think it belongs. I'm an entertainer, he continues. There's no reason to bring up politics. Let me play guitar and write songs and entertain people. That's my job. Went on to say in the podcast that whether Americans love him or hate him, they should get behind our president. He said he was elected. Freely went on to say, we live under the Constitution of the United States. Way to go, Ace, man. I knew I liked you. And you're supposed to support your president. Love him or hate him, you're supposed to support him. Or go move to another country. Ace Frehley commenting on the state of politics today. And he's still there, 67, getting it done. I don't know if he just said that or did he shout it out loud in the podcast. I'm not exactly sure. Coming right back, check in with News 5. Sports on the way, plus Alec Naiman. It is Friday edition of Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5.
Information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
WKRG News 5, a murder investigation is underway in McIntosh after a man was beaten to death with a pipe. Jimmy David Walker is charged with murder and the death of Johnny Reed Jr. Authorities say the two men got into an argument at Walker's home on John Johnston Road Tuesday morning. At some point, Walker got so mad he took a pipe and beat Reed to death. Walker's bond is set at $50,000. In Northwest Florida, a road rage incident ended with two cars crashing in a man in jail. The arrest report says Michael Jones ran a red light and pulled up to another driver, telling him to pull over. When the driver refused, Jones pulled his car in front of the other, causing a crash. The victim then drove off. Police found Jones at a nearby restaurant with drugs and a pocket knife on him. He's charged with hit and run, DUI, aggravated battery, and resisting officers. The State Department of Public Health says the majority of the state is seeing widespread cases of the flu, with the exception of Mobile County and the southeastern area of the state. The flu season usually peaks in January. The Mobile County Health Department recommends you get a flu shot before then. Shots are recommended for everyone 6 months and older. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
.747 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, a great place to check out the bowl games over this weekend. Last night, the Marshall Thundering Herd beat the South Florida Bulls 38-20 in the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl. Marshall's Keon Davis rushed for 94 yards and two touchdowns, and his cousin and Marshall's quarterback Isaiah Green passed for 221 yards and a touchdown. Green also had a rushing touchdown in the win, and Marshall now 6-0 in bowl games under head coach Doc Holliday. Former Alabama quarterback Blake Barnett has been slowed by injuries this year, but he replaced the starting South Florida quarterback 10 minutes into the game. Barnett completed 11 of 23 passes for 212 yards. South Florida, they played last night on their regular season home field, but they've now ended the season by losing six games in a row after they began the year 7-0. Here's the bowl game breakdown for the rest of this weekend. This morning at 11:30, it's the Maker's Mark Bahamas Bowl. The Toledo Flyers are favored by 7 over Florida International. At 3 p.m., the famous Idaho Potato Bowl between Western Michigan and BYU. Brigham Young's favored by 12.5 over the Broncos. Tomorrow, there are four bowl games. Two will be played in the state of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
At 11 a.m., Memphis and Wake Forest will meet in the Jared Birmingham Bowl. At Legion Field, Memphis is favored by 3.5 points. At 2:30, Houston plays Army in Fort Worth, Texas for one of the coolest bowl games, the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. The Army Black Knights are 10-2 and favored by 5 over the Cougars. Then a great game is scheduled right here in Mobile. At 6 p.m., the Dollar General Bowl kicks off at Ladd Peoples Stadium. The 10-3 Buffalo Bulls face the 9-3 Troy Trojans. And even though Troy is very familiar with Ladd People Stadium, Buffalo actually favored by 1.5 points. Following that, at 9:30, Hawaii plays Louisiana Tech in the Hawaii Bowl. The Rainbow Warriors are favored by 1 point on their home field. Coming up in just about 20 minutes, we'll talk with Phil Savage for Football Friday, get his take on some of these bowl games, plus a look ahead at the college football playoff games. In basketball last night, the South Alabama Jaguars beat the University of Mobile 86-47. Almost doubled them up right there. South's Trey Mitchell led the team and set a new career high with 28 points. Josh Ajayi recorded his fourth double-double of the year with 16 points and 11 rebounds. Now South gets a week off for a Christmas break. They'll take on Richmond right here in Mobile on December 29th at 3 p.m. And the South Alabama women's team is getting closer and closer to breaking a school record. Yesterday, USA's Savannah Jones hit a go-ahead three-pointer with 2 seconds left to give South a 68-67 win over New Mexico State. The Jaguars' record now stands at a perfect 10-0. They're 2 wins away from matching the best start in program history. South started the 1984-85 season at 12-0, and they'll have a chance today to move to 11-0 when they face the FIU Panthers at 1 p.m. 10 minutes to late now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Go check out some of these bowl games at Butch Cassidy's right here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, no new accidents. Pretty good ride across the Bayway and light traffic from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort. If you're traveling northbound 65 coming off of Airport in Dolphin, you've got some radar up towards Pritchard and Saraland. But nothing out of the ordinary so far. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, it's a good start on the way in. The Servants of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone. From independent art to books, clothing, and oddity items like skulls and two-headed turtles. See them at ServantsOfBienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers this morning, then becoming partly cloudy and breezy with temperatures in the lower 50s. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with highs around 60 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad to have you here. We'll be checking in with Alec Naiman and find out what's cooking in just a second. Right now, we're checking headlines with Kelly Finley.
And a big thank you to Tony N from the Penelope House.
Yes. Well, you,
way to
you can
crash
thank her.
A diet.
That's what I'm saying, because I'm trying to like fast a little bit before Christmas to try to even things out down the road.
Oh, my goodness.
Tony N brings in donuts from Krispy Kreme. Mm. Pox on your house. Even Christmas, Tony N.
She loves what we do in the community. We love what she does. If you need the number, 251-342-8994. That is the Penelope House. They are there to assist you in troubled situations. It's that time of year. So, Tony Ann, thank you very much. We will tweet that out as well. Real quickly, want to tell you about this. If you're an Airbnb host, or maybe you're contemplating it, you may want to book some guests real soon. Because the state of Alabama, when it comes to booking guests, a combined $31 million has poured into the state in 2018. Approximately 215,000 guests arrived arrivals took place statewide this year. There are now more than 2,600 hosts that use Airbnb in Alabama, typically earning about $6,100 annually in supplemental income. So Baldwin County led all Alabama counties by a wide margin, they say, with hosts earning $17.3 million for 96,000 visitors. Jefferson County came in second, Mobile County third this year, Airbnb. They also launched Experiences, which they say spotlights historical, culinary, recreational, and sightseeing opportunities statewide, and expect to see these services expand even further in the new year. Right now, people are calling 1-800-JUNK, got junk, getting people out of the way when it comes to getting all the junk out of the way, I should say, and then making room to book their guests.
That's right.
Sean, Trey Bennett, I'm sorry if I messed that up, but you know I'm thinking of you when I say this. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 754 FM Talk 106.5. It is time to find out what's cooking. We do it every Friday with our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. But this is crunch time. I mean, if you're in the business of food, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, this is crunch time, Alec.
This is when you get down and you got to go hard, you got to finish strong, and all that kind of good stuff. You know what I mean?
Every cliche, yes. But so what are you doing here? Quickly before we get into the tequila lime tart, somebody has got a need for some of the great food from Naaman's Catering. Is today, are you open? What's going on?
Yeah, man, listen, you better call me today. I'm running out of availability for you to pick up on Monday. You know, I'm doing prime ribs. I've got beef tenderloins. I've got pork loin roasts. I got turkeys and hams. I've got all the sides that go along with it. But I'm running out of availability. I'm going to run out of prime ribs and beef tenderloins at some point here if you don't call me today. So 473-3900, that's how you get me. I got people standing by to answer the phone.
Good deal.
But, man, I'm thinking about this tequila lime tart. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking I got to have a shot or two, okay?
A little something for the cook, a little something for the recipe.
Man, you set the bottle on the counter, you do a splash in your pie there, and you drink the rest. You know, I don't know what to tell you. But, hey, you got to make a crust, okay? Now, if you don't know how to make a crust and you don't want to take the time, then just buy you one of them graham cracker crusts from the grocery store and make life easy. But if you want to make a crust, I tell you what I do. I usually get my get the food processor out. I crumble up a bunch of graham crackers, and I grind them up till they're really, really fine, you know. And then I pour that in a bowl, and then I take and I put some pine nuts and some sugar, and I grind that up in the food processor, you know. And then I dump that in. I melt some butter, and then I stir in the nuts, you know, the pine nuts and the sugar and the butter, all that into the crumbs, you know, until I get a little pasty kind of crumb. And then I pat it into my pie pan, you know, really tight, all up on the sides of the wall and everything. And in the meantime, I whip together, you know, some egg yolks and some condensed milk and, of course, some lime juice. I hit it with some of that good old gold tequila, you know, and then I put a little more sugar in there. And then I whip it until it just makes it nice. A nice meringue cut, you know, nice meringue thing. And then I basically fold all that into the pie shell and everything. I make it really pretty, and I bake it in the oven for a little while at 325. And I come out, I hit it with some whipped cream on top, and I'm having, and I call that my tequila lime tart, you know. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, people coming back for seconds of dessert. They just want it in a shot glass. Love it. Alec, once again, today is the day, right? If they want to get you to do that prime rib, that Christmas goodness, they got to get with you today.
Yeah, they need to call me today. It's important. Call me today. 473-3900. You can look some of the web at namescatering.com. And listen, we're already doing New Year's Eve and all that kind of stuff. We got ball games on the 29th. All that, so we can tailgate you too. So don't worry about it. If you miss me from Christmas, you can catch me for New Year's. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna be out at the Dollar General Bowl tomorrow, so we're gonna be doing that thing all day long. And Uncle Bob says it's gonna look pretty good out there. Uncle Bill says it's gonna be looking pretty good out there. So hopefully. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. The weather looks a good weekend weather scale, and we're looking good for this last weekend before Christmas. Alec, I want to say Merry Christmas to you and the whole crew over at Naaman's Catering.
Yeah, Man, you're so kind. Merry Christmas, and God bless y'all. And let the season, let the reason for the season be in your hearts and in your mind. And don't worry about buying me a present. You know, you can mail it to me, okay?
I'll get that done. Just watch the front doorstep. If it does, if it's not there, one of the porch pirates stole it. I did get you one. It's just, thank you, Alec. What's cooking? We do it every Friday here at FM Talk 106.5, and we also do Football Fridays on Fridays. That happens next with Phil Savage.